Okay, welcome to this episode of Self-Interrogation. I'm your host, Uncle Coop, your favorite uncle's favorite uncle. And yes, I am a real uncle. That's for those listening to the podcast. For those of you who are watching on YouTube, as you know, this is LTTGR, and that is Late to the Game Reality. And today's episode, again, if I've not already said it, is ACID, which is Addiction Comes in Disguise. And one thing that I have finally come to acknowledge about myself is that I am an addict. Now, not in the sense that most people would think when it comes to drugs, alcohol, gambling, or porn. I have no interest in any of those things. Okay. My addiction comes in the form of material things that I truly don't need and have come in an abundance due to my ability to convince myself that it's okay to grab another of whatever my current addiction is, because look how long you've gone without buying all of those other things that you used to be hooked on. And you've even skipped out on getting some things that you probably need. So go ahead and get this thing. Get that item that you want. So let's go down the list of my previous and, sad to say, current addictions in some cases. So my first addiction was ties, shirt ties, dress ties. It was bad. And when I say bad, I'll say, let's just say bags full of ties, okay? Trash bags full. The rest of the list here, wrist watches, which would have been basic. Cologne, okay? You got to smell good, right? You can't just look good, feel good. You got to smell good. So cologne. Smart watches, okay? I got one on here, right? This is a Garmin Mark Adventurer 2, okay? If you know anything about smartwatches and Garmin watches, you know that's the big boy, okay? Minimalist wallets, okay? Now, here you go. Here's an example. This is, what is this? The Phantom, I don't know. It's one of those that just attaches right to the back of my phone, and it's a minimalist wallet. No bulk. Need those. And then, lastly, the ongoing, never-ending addiction to smartphones. So, again, my addiction started either back with shirt ties or back with smartphones. But either way, I'm going to say it started with smartphones, and it ties all the way back to 2004. Now, if you happen to be listening to this at the time of recording, which you won't be because I'm not uploading this right away, but we're in the month of August. And I'm recording this on August 4th, 2023. So we're talking about almost 20 years of being an addict. And again, my addiction started back in 2004. Smartphones came right behind that, right behind those ties, in 2005. And that all started with my first purchase of the BlackBerry 7290 and the Palm Trio 650. Now, see, they had both been released in 2004, and I found myself able to purchase them both at a discounted rate, since I worked for a cell phone carrier, and you know, that was the beginning of my smartphone addiction. You know, and that goes on to this very day, again, August of 2023. Now, I don't know how much I want to get into the other addictions, because really, it's really about what's current, right? So, you know, before we may or may not get into those, let me show you a small example of my smartphone addiction in its current state, okay? So, at the moment, I have or own in possession of the following smartphones, okay? So, the iPhone 14 Pro, which, again, I'm recording this episode of Self-Interrogation on the iPhone. So that's for my audio, okay? Then I've got this nice gaming phone the Red Magic 8 Pro. Okay. Gamer. I'm not a gamer. Why do I need this? It's got a big display. It's got all screen. I don't need it, but I found a way to justify getting it. The Galaxy Note 20 Ultra, which is where I'm recording the video portion of this episode, which will go up on YouTube. Okay, so can't see that, but that's where the video is coming from. The Microsoft Surface Duo, Generation 1. Okay, this is the OG. They got to the 2. I think 3 is no longer coming. I wasn't going to get it if it was. Obviously, I never moved on to the 2, but probably don't even need this one. Next, the Nothing Phone 1. You're probably thinking, what is the Nothing Phone? Most of you have probably never heard of the Nothing Phone. That's because you're not an addict. And you're probably smart enough that even if you were, you wouldn't have found a way to get that device. Okay, let's go to some older devices that, like, why do you still have this? Okay, BlackBerry Key One. Okay, this thing works. It's a QWERTY key phone. I like QWERTY keyboards. Okay, the BlackBerry Key 2 SE. So we've got the Key 2. I hope I didn't call it the Key 1 the first time. And then we've got the Key 2 SE. What's the difference? One's red, one's silver, one has a smaller keyboard. I bought the one with the bigger keyboard first, and I always want a bigger keyboard, so why'd I get the smaller one? I don't know. Not very smart, right? Okay, there's your QWERTY keyboards. Next, you can't be done with the QWERTY keyboards, right? You like big phones? You like big keyboards? How about the Unihertz Titan? Big, massive keyboard. Phone still works. It's a tank. You could kill someone with this thing. Don't do that, but you could. You know, it's a massive tank of a phone. Okay. Next up, Unihertz Pocket, another QWERTY. That's 4 QWERTY phones, right? You got to have your keyboards. And I'm not going to lie, if BlackBerry came out with another phone, I'd get it. Just because you got to have that BlackBerry fix, right? And if Unihertz comes out with another keyboard phone that mimics anything like the BlackBerry, I know I'm going to find a reason to get it, right? Let's hope that we can get past this by then. Lastly, we've got the Galaxy Note 8. This has been held onto for trade-in purposes. And I should just be honest and admit that I have ordered and am awaiting the Galaxy Fold 5. And just recently returned the Google Pixel Fold that had some camera issues. So, since that had issues, we weren't going back to that. Ordered the Galaxy Fold 5 and have had a Fold device in the past. But here's the thing. Every single one of these phones that I just showed and mentioned, they work. And they are either in flawless or like new condition. Could still be used by anyone on a daily basis for at least the next year or two, without any type of issues. And the only key with, you know, some of these like keyboard devices is just outdated Android software. For the most part, any of these that you'd want to pick up, use as your daily driver, you could do so, right? And again, if you've got one or two style Android phones, you pretty much have them all. You don't need one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 Android-based phones, okay? So again, that's an addiction, and that's pretty scary. So again, I'm accepting that this is an addiction. Now, here's how I've justified these things in the past, okay? And again, even with just ordering the new Galaxy Fold 5, I keep so many devices, so I always have something that I can sell or I can trade in to buy another device and get, you know, another discount. For instance, the Fold 5, $1,000 trade-in for this old Galaxy Note 8, right? Who'd have thought that all these years later, can get $1,000 for trading this in. Okay, I'm obviously going to do that. And you can see where I've done this along the way. Other devices that I've had and given away to family members, like my mom. Okay, just gave her a Pixel 6 Pro. So obviously, since I gave that to her, we need to replace it, right? And who knows what that'll get replaced with? Probably the iPhone 15 Pro. Obviously, at that point, we'll be trading in or selling this 14 Pro. The key here is I always find a way to manipulate the system to get something new. And the reality is it's sickening, okay? Because even when it's free, which in most cases for me it is, it's still not free, you know? If I can sell a couple phones and then trade in one to balance things out to zero, you've still got to pay the upgrade fee on your account unless you buy it outright, right? Which at that point, you've probably still got to pay shipping. And if you are getting it through a carrier, you've got to pay the tax on the full device. And over time, when you do that a handful of times, it all adds up. So in short periods of times, you know, I skipped buying smartphones and found myself getting smartwatches. So I currently own 7 smartwatches that are each in what I'd call perfect condition. Okay. So let's just go down some of these. Like I already showed you, we've got the Mark Adventurer version 2 for Garmin smartwatches. Then we've got, I don't know, some janky Android version. What do they call this? I don't even know. It works. I don't use it. Another Garmin HR3. Okay. We've got the Casio ProTec. It works. Just hasn't been charged up. Another Garmin. Solar based. Don't even know the name of it. Here we go. Garmin Instinct Solar. Okay. Still works. Great. Garmin Tactics. This is one of my favorite. Tactics Delta. Okay, works, perfect condition. Casio G-Shock. Now this I don't ever use the smartphone features on, but you know, they say you gotta have a Casio G-Shock, right? Might as well have a smartphone version or smartwatch version. Nonetheless, you can see where I'm going here. It's all an addiction and it's all costing me money. One way or another, this is money being spent, and it has to stop. And the only way to get past these things is to accept we got a problem, okay? So look, we don't need to go into the details of the other items. Maybe I'll make a separate video one day to show you all of my minimalist wallets, which has, I think we're up to 20, if I had to guess. I don't know. That's too many. So now the key is, what are we going to do to stop this from happening? So recently my wife and I came up with a spending allowance for each of us to be $100 per month. And the reality is, I think that's real simple. I just don't want a lot of things. The things I want are kind of right here in front of us, with smartphones and smartwatches, and I have peaked, okay? I don't need any more. And I mentioned the iPhone 15 Pro. I'm not going with that. I need to wait until there's an actual design change or some kind of problem with the one I'm already using, okay? Now, the other thing is, other than just saying, hey, I'm gonna stop, it is acknowledging that I have an addictive personality, and I have to acknowledge that I've been lucky that I've never tried any drugs. Okay. I never even had extra money to go out and try and gamble. But who's to say if I did try drugs or had money and gone gambling, play some bets, you know, online betting's a big thing now. I'm never going to do it. Those are things that could have thrown me into a world of chaos. I don't ever want to experience that. those are extremes that can lead to disaster for people's lives. So I'm blessed to not be in that situation. But this is still a problem, right? So I would say for those of you with any addiction that you want to get rid of, seek help, ask for guidance, reach out to someone, or if nothing else, just share that you have a problem because someone may be willing to help. There's never shame in asking for help. Can only get you into a better situation. So if you're having addiction, find people who can get you the proper assistance. Now, as for myself, again, my help may never come. I'm just going to have to, because I don't know anyone who deals with cell phone, smartphone, smartwatch addiction. Maybe it's just spending addiction as a whole. But who can help me find ways to end my manipulation of myself and justifying how to buy things for nothing? Because again, it's not for nothing. So if you are out there and you know me, you can help me get through this. You know some tips, got some guidance. Hit me up. Any information that is helpful is welcome. With that said, for those on the audio, you know the drill. You've been listening since 2018. It's your host, Uncle Coop, your favorite uncle's favorite uncle. And yes, I am a real uncle. I thank you for listening to the Self-Interrogation Podcast. For those on YouTube, thanks for coming back for another video. I don't know if this is the first. I don't know if it's the last, but you're here now. Appreciate you watching. Check out whatever comes later. And I'll catch up with you all again soon. Thank you.